Over 30 leading theologians from the Catholic, Lutheran, Anglican, Methodist, and Reformed churches will meet for a final day today at an international ecumenical symposium taking place at the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity. Titled Harvesting the Fruits, participants discuss the future of the ecumenical movement and will conclude the three-day meeting today with Vespers in St. Paul outside the walls. One of the participants of the symposium is Anglican Bishop Tom Wright of Durham in the north of England, who spoke with us about the goal of unity in today's society.
I think 40 years ago, and this has been going on basically all my adult life, we were still in a very, what you could call a modernist dream of a grand theory of everything, where we really thought that in physics and in everything, and politics, the world, I mean, United Nations, the world was coming together. We were all going to get it together. That was wonderful. And that was a kind of a great dream in the missionary conference 100 years ago in Edinburgh in 1910. And you think of the kind of optimism in the Western world at that time, which was then shattered by the First World War. In a sense, the events of the 20th century have pulled the rug out from under that optimism socially, culturally, and also theologically. And now in the postmodern world, the fastest growing churches among the Pentecostals, the Black Pentecostals and so on, they really don't care whether we Anglicans or we Romans or Methodists have anything to say about them or not. That they are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ crucified and risen, seeing lives changed and getting on with it. They don't see any point in the ecumenical movement. So we are in a very, very different world. And I think, though I do believe we have to go on having these conversations, we are all aware around the table that actually there is a much bigger and more complicated and diverse world out there, and that it will be a very good thing the more we can agree. But let's not fool ourselves that if we can agree round a table in Rome, that this solves all problems of church unity for the next generation or two, because it really doesn't. It's just the beginning.